The Word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder, the soul and the spirit, the joints and the marrow, it's a critic of the thoughts and intents of the heart. All Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, and righteousness, that the man of God might be mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Continue our study, Genesis 1. We'll pick up the exegesis, verses 20 through 23. All right, we'll give you opportunity, if you've not already done so, to make sure that you're in fellowship, to employ Rebound if you need to, so that you can have the guiding, leading ministry of God the Holy Spirit in your life here as it pertains to the assimilation of the truth of doctrine, undistorted by the sin nature, and otherwise being predisposed to being in fellowship throughout the course of the class so that you can maximize and benefit from the study at hand. So with that in mind, we'll give you opportunity to Rebound if necessary as we start with our normal word of prayer. Father, again, we thank you for another opportunity to study the truth of your word. We thank you for the revelation of it, that God the Holy Spirit will once again enlighten us to the truth and the matters at hand. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here on D plus 5, the fifth day of the restoration process, we're introduced now to the creation of marine life and birds. That takes up verses 20 through 23. Looking at the Hebrew. Then God said, we have the standard construction here grammatically that we've seen. You have the wow consecutive, followed with our cal verb, imperfect third masculine singular, the verb to say, amar, A-M-A-R, the subject being God, Elohim, a noun, common plural, absolute. Then he said, God, let the waters teem with swarms of living creatures. Let team is your verb, cal, imperfect, third masculine plural here with the adjusive or command force, sharats, S-H-A-R-A-T-S, means to swarm, team, abundantly populate is the idea. It's used 14 times in the Old Testament. Let team, the waters, definite article, follow with our noun, common masculine plural absolute for waters, mayim, M-A-Y-I-M. With swarms of living creatures. You have then the noun, common masculine singular construct here. And again, we have collective singulars in the Hebrew. It looks at a plurality of things as a unit. Hence, in a collective way, known as a collective singular. That team, the waters, here literally with swarms of, you have the noun here, sherets, sherets, S-H-E-R-E-T-S, sherets, sherets, in the Hebrew. That team with teeming, or let swarm with swarming things, used 15 times. The noun is, following the verb, the cognate noun. Then our phrase of living creatures, you have the noun common feminine singular absolute, nephesh, N-E-P-H-E-S-H, nephesh, breathing things, translated creatures, refers to the soul. Followed with our adjective feminine singular absolute, K, C-H-A-Y, living, something that is alive, hence breathing, living things, the breath of life. And let birds fly above the earth in the open expanse of the heavens. You have the wow conjunction. Then our noun, common masculine singular absolute for birds is oph, O-P-H. birds, flying things. It may include insects in its meaning, flying insects. Followed with the polel verb, imperfect third masculine singular, with the adjusive force, which makes it intensive, active. Flying things, literally, let fly. the verb oof. U-P-H. Oof, oof. Above the earth is the preposition all, A-L. Followed with the definite article and our noun, common feminine singular absolute for earth's erets, E-R-E-T-S. above the earth, the literal translation. Followed with the preposition all again. Then our noun, common, both, masculine singular, plural construct of our verb for face, pane, P-A-N-E-H, upon the face of, translated in the open, expanse of the heavens. Expanse is our noun, common, masculine singular, construct of rakia, R-A-Q, I-Y-A. We've seen this word already. Expanse, firmament, as it may be translated, of the heavens, definite article, noun, common, masculine, plural, absolute, shamayim, S-H-A-M-A-Y-I-M, shamayim. Verse 21, and God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves. While consecutive, our creation verb here is cal imperfect third masculine singular of bara, E-A-R-A. Followed with our noun, common masculine plural, Elohim, God created the great sea monsters. You have the sign of the direct object, denoting the object of the verb to create, plus the definite article. In our noun, common, masculine, plural, absolute, the sea monsters, tanin, T-A-N-I-Y-N, tanin, sea monsters, sea serpents, as it may be translated, used 14 times. When associated with water, we have its use in Job 7:12. Some of these words in the Hebrew can be a little abstract. You have to take it in context. And water may be one thing, and land it may be another. Job 7:12. Let me get to Job. Just for examples of his use in this regards. Am I the sea or the sea monster? Again, we see it in context with the ocean, the sea, the great sea. Psalm 74:13. You did divide the sea by your strength. You did break the heads of the sea monsters in the waters. Psalm 148:7. Praise the Lord from the earth, sea monsters and all deeps. So here translated sea monsters, obviously very large aquatic life is in view. Followed with your definite article and adjective masculine plural to qualify the sea life as great, the great ones. Ha-Gadol, G-A-D-O-L. And every living creature that moves. Wow, conjunction, sign of the direct object repeated, denoting that In both cases, these subjects are creative barah. Every is your noun, common masculine singular construct, kol, K-O-L, each, every one of. Living creature, again, is your noun, nephesh, N-E-P-H-E-S-H, common feminine singular absolute, breathing, something that breathes. The living one, definite article, followed with our adjective, feminine singular K, C-H-A-Y, that moves. You have the definite article with your participial verb, cow, feminine singular absolute, remes, R-E-M-E-S. The ones creeping, the ones moving, with which the waters formed after their kind. Relative pronoun, asher, asher, A-S-H-E-R. Which swarmed, our verb, sharats, repeated, S-H-A-R-A-T-S. Here as a cow perfect, third common plural. Which swarmed the waters, literally, definite article. Then our noun for waters, common masculine plural, mayim, M-A-Y-I-M. After their kind is the preposition lamed, according to, with the third masculine plural suffix, mean, M-I-Y-N, hence, according to their kind, with the preposition plus the noun here. Then you have the wow conjunction, sign of definite article. And then the noun, common masculine singular construct, kol, every, K-O-L, to include in addition every winged bird after his kind. Winged or bird, excuse me, again is our noun, common masculine singular, oaf, O-P-H. Plus the noun, common feminine singular, kanaph, C-A-N-A-P-H. Winged, winged bird. According to his kind, same construction, lamed, preposition lamed, plus the noun, common masculine singular, construct, third masculine singular, suffix, mean. And God saw that it was good. Wow. Consecutive, plus the verb again, to see, cal imperfect, ra'ah, R-A-A-H. Elohim, God, that it was good. Your particle key, K-I-Y, follow with your predicate adjective, masculine singular, tov, for good. It was good, T-O-B. The state of being of the thing brought into the world is good. And God blessed him, verse 22, saying, while consecutive, in our PL verb, imperfect, third masculine singular, for blessed is barak, B-A-R-A-K. P-L is intensive, active. He blessed, followed with the sign of direct object, with the third masculine plural suffix attached to it, them, F-E-T-H. God, Elohim, for the purpose, literally, to say, yeah, the cow of the preposition lamed plus the cow infinity construct to no purpose, lamed amar, again, to say, A-N-M-A-R. Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the waters in the sea. Be fruitful is a cow imperative, masculine plural, the verb DARA, Bear Fruit, Branch Off, plus the Wow conjunction, then the Nix Cal imperative, masculine plural of the verb, translated to multiply, Rabah, RABAH, become many, hence multiply. And, not done blessing, fill the waters in the sea, Wow conjunction. Our verb here to fill, a third imperative here, Cal imperative, masculine plural, male, M-A-L-E. Sign a direct object, what they are to fill. Here, F, follow the definite article in our noun for waters, maim, M-A-Y-I-M. Noun, common, masculine, plural, absolute. In the seas, fill the waters in the seas, specifically the ocean waters. In is your preposition bait, followed with a definite article, and our noun for seas, common, masculine, plural, absolute, yam, Y-A-M. And, continuing, let birds multiply on the earth. Wow conjunction, definite article, our noun for birds again, O-P-H, multiply is the verb cow, imperfect third masculine singular with adjusted force, rabah, repeated, R-A-B-A-H, on the earth, preposition bait, definite article, and our noun for earth, erets, E-R-E-T-S. And there was evening, there was morning, the fifth day. And it came to pass, literally, wow, with your verb, cal imperfect, third masculine singer, hayah, H-A-Y-A-H. And it came to pass, evening, or noun, Arab, E-R-E-B, common masculine singer, absolute. And there was morning, same construction, wow, hayah, followeth our noun for morning. Boker, B-O-Q-E-R, Boker, a fifth day. Your noun for day, Yom, Y-O-M, common masculine singular absolute. And then our ordinal adjective for fifth, masculine singular absolute, is Kamishi, C-H-A-M-I-Y-S-H-I-Y. Michi, the fifth one. Then you have your paragraph marker ending the paragraph. Then God said, rereading the verses, let the waters swarm with swarming, breathing life, literally. And let birds fly above the earth in the open expanse of the heavens. Verse 21, and God created the great sea monsters and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarmed after their kind, and every winged bird after its kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 22, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters into seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was morning, or there was evening, there was morning, a fifth day. All right, now this is verses 20 through 23. Let the overhead multiply. One, the literal reversing of Bohu now begins, that is, repopulating planet Earth with corporal life. The restoration comes about after a judgment came upon this Earth, in which the Earth became the original creation of the planet, in which the Earth became Tohu wa Bohu in the Hebrew, a waste place, and void of life. Bohu denotes the voidness of life, and hence now a repopulation is in effect, and it's repopulating planet Earth here with corporal life, is that which is in view, rather than just flora or plant life, bodily life. So two, before establishing inhabitants on terra firma, the solid ground, solid land, Pangaea, as it would be referred to, the continent, God first addresses the seas and air. He first addresses the seas and the air. Three, the standard fiat introduces the creation of marine and bird life. Then God said, let, etc. The fiat, the decree, the proclamation is divine in nature. We see again the determinative aspect in regards to it, the divine decree under the term let. So four, the phrase let the waters teem is literally let the waters swarm with swarming things. Sharetz, sharetz in the Hebrew. The noun and verb cognates. Five, the colorful language is indicative of Hebrew. We've already seen it to some degree. Comparing back to verse 11 in regards to the plant life. Let the earth literally sprout green with sprouting things. Translated vegetation, let the earth sprout vegetation. That was Sharas, that was, excuse me, Dasha, Deshe. So six, the verb and the noun here in our verse, swarming, to swarm with swarming things, the verb and the noun have the ideas of movement and prolificacy, which means fertility, abundance. So seven, it further characterizes marine life in its seeming endless diversity. So the phrase, the meaning, swarm with swarming things, looks at the fact that it is to be exceedingly abundant in regards to its populating the ocean, the aqua or marine life, as well as the fact of the, again, seemingly endless diversity of sea creatures. We're constantly still running across new sea life. Sea creatures that are found never been seen before, especially when they get down in really deep oceans, in the deep. A life where they think that nothing could survive, and yet they do find marine life. So the command is to literally populate the ocean waters in a more than abundant way, denoting that the reproductive aspects regards marine life would excel in and of itself in all of the different kinds of marine life that one can find, whether it be of mammal or fish. So, eight, now these creatures here are referred to as both breathing, that's our term nephesh, and living, the adjective k, breathing life, a breath of life. Nine, the New American Standard Translation creatures captures the sense here of bodily life. We are dealing with a corporal type of life, but misses the real emphasis that there are life forms in need of oxygen. Life forms in need of oxygen. Ten, as we know, apart from marine mammals, God created fish life able to extract oxygen from H2O. Well, that's kind of paradoxical, since God created the atmosphere from H2O. And hence we see and know that fish life, with the gills and other methods of breathing, are able to extract oxygen from the water itself. Water that becomes starved of oxygen, the fish die. That's just the way it is. So even fish life, while they may live in a different atmospheric type of setting, being solid water or liquid water, they still depend upon oxygen that is in the water. That's the O and the H2O. And to live and survive, obviously marine mammals breathe as we do, such as whales, dolphins. They can dive and they can stay underwater for long periods of time, but eventually they have to come up and take a breath of fresh air. But the rest of the marine life live in the water at all times and do not need air outside of the water to exist. Like the creature of the Black Lagoon had the gills, human form, if you ever seen the old movie. Or Waterworld, Kevin Costner with gills, made him unique among humanity. But that one kind of pictures truly the ability of fish to extract H2O as he gives another person breath underwater that he's able to manufacture in his own deal, as weird as it is. 11. The second category now of living, breathing creatures is the birds of the air. So the first centers on aquatic or marine life, fish life, if you will. The second category here that comes about is the birds of the air. The avis category of animal life, where we get aviary from. 12, they are distinguished from other life forms in that they are capable of flight. Birds obviously have captured the fascination of men for centuries. The ability to fly like a bird. And here we are in our present age, having that ability that came about early last century. Once they figured it out, and it doesn't mean that somebody hadn't figured it out before. We know that not all history is recorded for posterity, but for that which is made known historically. It is there that aviation came about as a real form of transportation. So here, the birds of the air are distinguished from all other life forms. They're given their own category because they are the part of the animal world that actually can fly. They're not dependent upon being on the ground or in the water in some tangible aspect of planet Earth otherwise to transport themselves to move around. 13, again, we see a play on words in the phrase, let birds fly, in the English. That is literally flying things, let fly. Oof, oof. Oof, oof. Charette, charette. Deshah, deshah, oof, oof. Now you had a good Hebrew class. 14, God decrees them here to fly above the earth upon the face of the expanse of the heavens, literally. Again, the New American Standard, in the open expanse of the heavens. But it's literally upon the face of the expanse of the heavens. 15, clearly, expanse here has to refer to Earth's atmosphere, second heaven, as life cannot exist like that, nor naturally outside of our atmospheric heaven, our first heaven, actually. Sorry about that. Second. This refers to the first heaven, Earth's atmosphere. Second heaven being stellar space. 16, now the language that they fly upon the face of the expanse, as it would otherwise be looked at on the surface of something that is solid. But here, upon the face of the expanse, restricts their movement to the lower atmosphere. Birds commonly don't fly all that high into the air, with exceptions of some birds who fly higher, eagles. Other birds can live up in mountainous regions, etc. But mostly their flight is restricted, you know, at least 30,000 feet or less. I don't know if any birds have flown that high. It may have been, but otherwise we understand bird life. And they stay close to the ground simply because their livelihood of food exists on the planet, generally speaking, unless they're attacking another bird. So upon the face of the expanse denotes a restriction in regards to their ability to fly. They are not unlimited in their flight capabilities. 17, now in verse 21, we have the first direct reference to our creation verb, bara, which means created ex nihilo, since verse 1. 18, here this indicates that all marine life itself was created ex nihilo. It's only referring to the marine life, our bara verb. We know that because in point 19, Genesis 2:19 tells us that the birds were formed or fashioned literally out of the ground. Our Hebrew verb yatsar is used in that particular instance. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the sky. Genesis 2:19. And brought them to the man to see what he would call them, and whatever the man called the living creature, that was its name. So the creation ex nihilo is in reference to marine or aquatic life. So 20, instantaneously, these life forms came into existence and able to reproduce. And again, it indicates creation with apparent age, just as we saw in regards to the plant life, flora. And we compare verse 22. He blessed them, and the command is for them to start multiplying immediately. And they must be of mature status in order to do so. So again, to understand this principle that God created with apparent age is essential, so that one is not confused with the apparent age of what science may think things exist in the realm of in regards to time. Obviously, we know the planet itself has been around longer than the restoration, terra firma, that the life that is on it, all life, finds itself beginning at the point in time of the history of mankind, some 6,000 years ago. So again, point 20, instantaneously, these life forms, marine life, came into existence and able to reproduce. 21, the verb also fills in for the formula, fulfillment formula. God decrees, determines, and fulfills what he decrees and what he determines. And the verb created harks to that fulfillment, the same as it was so. 22. Now the objects of the verb are further defined here in verse 22, or verse 21, excuse me, are further defined as the great sea monsters, along with, quote, every breathing living thing that moves, end quote, denoting comprehensive terminology for waterbound life forms, in addition to which added to that, is the winged fowl that was manufactured out of the ground. So 23, special mention here is given to great sea creatures. The special mention, given to great sea creatures is to emphasize that even the most massive are under God's power. Obviously, again, men have been enamored by, awed by great sea creatures. The mythology as well as historical accounts of creatures just blowing your mind, as big as a huge boat, things of this nature. And understand that God controls all life, even these huge sea creatures, sea monsters that live, the giant squid, the whales, things of that nature, the great white shark, etc. There were other great sea creatures that have gone extinct somehow. We may not know about them. It's hard pressed to see much of the sea becoming really, truly extinct in regards to fish life, as we see in these verses bring out. So God is in control of all sea life, including the great sea creatures or sea monsters that exist. 24, God created sea life now numerically so that the waters were prolific with their presence, inundated with the creation. He didn't just create a few of each little kinds of species. He immediately filled up the oceans. Just as you might go out, you can find some place that hasn't been fished out, and you see the large schools of fish, etc., all over the place. You can thank God for their prolific presence as you find them in the water. 25, now the descriptive noun winged, kanaf in the Hebrew, describing the bird, or oaf, illustrates the part of the bird's anatomy, obviously, giving them the ability to fly. This is what does make them unique, to have wings, and hence the ability to fly. And once man conquered the aerodynamics of wings, we're out there flapping our arms too, so to speak. So why does he say winged bird rather than just oaf? To point to God's invention of that part of their anatomy to make them so special. Twenty-six. In these two broad categories, now we see the phrase according to his kind, which is lamed mim, show both diversity and uniqueness to each species. God set them apart genetically, as well as through appearance, etc., which manifests their genetic traits and characteristics. They didn't evolve into what they are today. They came into being essentially the way they are today. Just like men were created, mankind was created with two arms, two legs, a head, and some of them with tails, but you know, we'll let you figure out who that is. No, nobody had tails. They're all created the same way, our genetics. All that occurs now on the fifth day finds God's approval, and that it was good. That it was good. Again, reflecting God's character in all that he produced and makes for mankind. So 28, now in verse 22, we had the first explicit mention of God blessing something in the Bible. This is the first time that our term for blessing, barak, is mentioned in the Scriptures. And here, as it applies to Reen and Avis' life. So, 29, the verb blessed, or blessed, barak, is restricted to animal and human life in the restoration. In verses 22 and 28, and then we see it used again with reference to the seventh day in 2:3. Verse 22, bless them, as we see in our verse, in verse 28, God bless them, the man and the woman that He created. And then in 2:3, in God bless the seventh day. All those terms is barak. 30, here the blessing has to do with the fertility of the fish and avis or bird life occupying the seas and the skies. For God to provide a mass amount of reproduction among the species is blessing the species in that respect. And obviously, if God blesses something, then what He blesses will be magnified, if you will, in regards to the results and ramifications that's in view for the blessing. And here it has to do with fish, the bird life, in their reproductive cycles. So 31, the verbs used for the reproduction is, quote, be fruitful and multiply, para, wa, rabah. 32, the imperative to fill, malay, indicates it is God's intentions that the world not ever be deprived of aquatic and bird species. He may lose a particular kind of fish or bird throughout history, but birds and fish are here to stay forever. God made sure of it because he blessed them in regards to their reproductive cycles. And so that ends our points here. 33, with God's reproductive blessing, marine and bird life are destined to survive, as I call it, History of the World, Part 2, by Mel Brooks Reed. All right. 5th day is now gone and past, and we come into the final day of the work of restoration, D plus 6, where we had the creation of mammals, reptiles, insects, and man, to close out the chapter 1, verses 24 through 31. Broke it down into two parts. First are mammals, reptiles, and insects, verses 24 through 25. At verse 24, again we have divine fiat in view. Then God said, vowel consecutive, cal imperfect, third masculine singer, Amar, A-M-A-R, God, Elohim, let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kind. You have the verb hifel, imperfect, third feminine singer, with justic force, yatsah, Y-A-T-S-A, literally, let bring forth, let cause to bring forth, to go forth. sought the verb back in verse 12. And what is to bring forth is the earth. Definite article. Follow with our noun for earth. Common feminine singular absolute. Eretz. E-R-E-T-S. the earth is to bring forth living creatures after their kind. Living creatures, is again, is our same construction. Nephesh, K. N-E-P-H, E-S-H, plus the adjective C-H-A-Y, K. Breathing, living thing. Both feminine singulars. One, the noun, nephesh, K, the adjective. Same construction we saw in regards to the aqua marine life. Verses 20 and 21. After their kind is, again, according to their genus, species. You have the preposition lamed, plus the noun, common masculine singular construct, third feminine singular suffix, mean, M-I-Y-N, according to his kind, after their kind. Then he gives what the earth brings forth, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after their kind. In its specific categories, our first noun for cattle, common feminine singular absolute, is behemoth, B-E-H-E-M-A-H. That means beast, cattle, or animal. And, vowel conjunction, creeping things is the noun, common masculine singular absolute, remesh, R-E-M-E-S-H. Creeping or moving organisms, plus the vowel conjunction. And now common feminine singular construct with the third masculine singular suffix, kaya, C-H-A-Y-A-H. So creeping, moving, living things of the earth, or creeping things and living things of the earth. Now common feminine singular absolute, eretz, repeated. After their kind. Preposition, lamed, in the mean with third feminine singular suffix, repeated, after his kind, and it was so, vowel conjunction, our cal verb, imperfect third masculine singular, haya, H-A-Y-A-H, thus particle ken, K-E-N. Verse 25, and God made the beasts of the earth after their kind. So we see here in this section God paying strict attention to their genus, their species, and they all are individualized. And God made wow, consecutive plus our verb here to make. Since it's coming from the earth, as we would expect, asah, A-S-A-H. Follow with Elohim, God made, the sign of direct object, plus the noun, common feminine singular construct, the beast, translated beast, living things, kaya, C-H-A-Y-A-H, again. Beast of the earth, ha, eretz, definite article noun, E-R-E-T-S. After their kind, lamed, mean, with the third feminine singular suffix attached to the noun mean. Mina, it would be the form in the Hebrew. And cattle after their kind, while conjunction, sign of direct object, or noun for cattle, again with the definite article, behemoth, B-E-H-E-M-A-H, behemoth, after their kind, lamin mean, third feminine singular suffix, and everything that creeps on the ground after his kind. Vowel conjunction, definite article, sign of the definite article, everything is our noun, kol, K-O-L, common masculine singular construct, all of, or everything of, that creeps on the ground. All creeping things, literally, you have a noun, common masculine singular, remesh, R-E-M-E-S-H, same as we saw back in verse 24, plus the definite article, our noun, common feminine singular, abstract, for ground or land, ha, adama, A-D-A-E-M-A-H, creeping things up the ground would be a literal rendering. After his kind, lamed mean. And God saw that it was good. Wow. Our verb again, to see, ra'ah, R-A-A-H, Elohim, that, particle key, followed with our adjective tob, T-O-B, saw that it was good. All right. We'll let that sit for this evening and pick up the analysis Thursday. Father, again, we thank you for the truth of your word. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, continue to lighten us to these things in Jesus' name. Amen.